Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GPT Healthcare Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anurag Tantia, Executive Director of GPT Healthcare. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to GPT Healthcare Limited's earnings conference call for the second quarter, September 30th, 2025. GPT Healthcare Limited is the healthcare arm of GPT Group. Guided by a strong sense of purpose, we are committed to delivering quality healthcare, particularly in the underserved regions of the country. Through our tertiary care hospitals, we aim to bring advanced medical services closer to where people live, especially in the eastern part of the country. Before we begin, I would like to take a moment to honor the memory of our beloved chairman, Shri Dwarika Prasad Tantia, who left for his heavenly abode on August 17, 2025. He was a North Star, a true Karma Yogi, whose life was a testament to the purpose and perseverance. He showed us that greatness lies in humility and that integrity is the finest legacy. A true leader who lived each day with a strong sense of family values, and his legacy in business and community service is profound. Through his vision and actions, he left our world richer, wiser, and better than he found it. We thank everyone who reached out to us in this time of grief. May his noble soul find eternal peace at the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. We moved one step closer to our goal of becoming a 1,000-bedded hospital chain. We have signed a MOU for a hospital in Jamshedpur, which will have a planned capacity of 150 beds with an estimated investment outlay of 70 crores. The hospital is expected to be commissioned by the end of Q3 FY27 and will further strengthen our presence in the underserved regions with quality tertiary care services. Now, let me walk you through the financial highlights of Q2 FY26. Revenue from operations for Q2 FY26 stood at 118.9 crores, registering a 12.5% growth year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter was 24.1 crores with an EBITDA margin of 20%. EBITDA dropped by 10% YOY on account of initial losses related to the new hospital in Raipur of approximately 4.5 crores per year. Profit after tax came in at 10.6 crores with a margin of 8.8%. On the operational front, the average length of stay improved to 3.49 days as of September 30, 2025, a result of our ongoing efforts to optimize case mix and enhance throughput. Our average revenue per occupied bed stood at ₹38,376, aligned with our focus on middle to high income segment. Approximately 92% of our business continues to come from cash and insurance patients, reflecting the strength of our neighborhood tertiary care model. Bed occupancy currently stands at around 44.7%, mainly due to the operations of the new hospital. Coming to the hospital-wise performance of the full year FY25 for the quarter, ILS Raipur showed an occupancy of 10% with an ARPOB of 40,869. We have started renal transplants, chemotherapy and oncology surgeries at this facility and received the license to start liver transplant, which we shall be commencing very soon. We are on track to achieve EBITDA break-even in 12 to 15 months, even though it's a new geography for us. ILS Hospital Salt Lake, our 85-bed high-end surgical center with robot-enabled operation theater, where over 700 surgeries have been performed through the robot till date. The hospital has delivered a strong performance with the ARPOB increasing further to ₹41,062 from ₹39,491, coupled with increase in bed capacity to 62% from 58%. The changing case mix in this hospital will play well and shall be visible as increased occupancy in the coming quarters. The Agartala Hospital, which is the next hospital we are talking about, is the only corporate tertiary care hospital in the entire state of Tripura with 205 beds. It has 66 critical care beds and has commenced its journey towards providing comprehensive oncology services as well. The cancer care department of medical oncology commenced in FY25 and has done 700 procedures in just 4 months, making it the only unit of its kind in Tripura. The hospital has conducted the first leadless dual chamber implantation in Tripura and the sixth in India. It also conducted subclavian and vertebral artery stenting, which was done for the first time in Tripura. The occupancy at this hospital is back to 53% from 47%, as it is at the path of becoming a mature hospital. With new specialties coming in, the ARPOB has also increased to about ₹35,000 from ₹32,400. The next hospital is the Damdam Hospital, which is 155 beds and is located in the densely populated northern suburb of Kolkata. The hospital has seen a stable performance with revenues of 77 crores and an ARPOB of 42,000. The Howrah Hospital continues to grow from a revenue and patient volume basis with ARPOB of 34,900. We have also commenced robotic knee surgeries in this hospital with 34 surgeries performed till date. Our 5 existing hospitals, Salt Lake, Agartala, Damdam, Howrah and Raipur, continue to show steady progress in both financial and operational performance. As shared earlier, we remain firmly committed to our goal of becoming a 1,000-bed hospital chain over the next 2 years. This target reflects our broader vision of scaling up operations and bringing quality healthcare to more communities. By expanding our reach and strengthening our capabilities, we aim to enhance healthcare access and improve patient outcomes across Eastern India. This vision continues to guide our strategy and reinforces our commitment to delivering excellence in healthcare. Thank you for your attention. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and would now request the moderator to open the floor for questions. I look forward to addressing your queries regarding our performance and future outlook. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Fund Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So the first question is regarding the Raipur Hospital. We were under the impression that the loss of 4.5 crore was booked in Q1. Just wanted to know how much was booked in Q2.
Okay. Anything else?
You can answer this and maybe then I'll ask the next question. Or I can ask the second question.
Yes, the loss in Q2 was around 3 crore rupees. You're correct, it was a typo in the speech. The overall loss is 7.2 crores.
Okay, and for the year we are expecting 13-14, so can we annualize the 7.2 to the full year or it will reduce going forward?
It will be at around 10 crores because the hospital performance is picking up. The EBITDA loss is going to come down as we move forward.
And second question regarding Ranchi, any update there or is it still stuck in procedural delays?
It is still, we are still awaiting clearances from the government. That is still stuck, but the Jamshedpur project is on and we should be commissioning that in approximately 1 year from now.
Okay. And lastly, regarding any other city you are looking at for inorganic or organic growth?
We are actively evaluating multiple cities in Eastern India, including Varanasi, Patna, Cuttack, etc. And we are seeing some exciting opportunities in this city, which hopefully we should be giving some news soon.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vidhi Shah from CRK. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Could you give a guidance on the ARPOB growth trajectory for each of the hospitals?
So, on an average, we are looking at a 5 to 6% ARPOB growth through incremental mix, through a mix of both race division as well as change in case mix. At the Salt Lake Hospital, we've already achieved a ARPOB growth of around 5% on a YOY basis. Agartala, there is a YOY basis of almost 8%. Dumdum, which is going through a case mix change, is at around 3%, while Howrah, 8%. On an overall basis, it's at around 5%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
First of all, just one clarification. So you mentioned that 7 crore of loss, this is EBITDA loss, right? Or a PBT loss?
EBITDA loss.
Okay. And the rent what we pay to the for this Raipur hospital would be coming in depreciation and interest?
Correct.
Okay, that's around 4 to 5% of the top line, right?
That's around 4 crores to now. That's around 35 lakhs per month.
35 lakhs per month. Okay. Okay. Now, my second question is, in terms of base business, so excluding the Raipur, we have grown at 6.5%. So what kind of growth we are expecting in future? Earlier, it was we were expecting a 10% growth in the base business, and with Raipur, we were expecting a 15% top line growth. So, if you can explain a bit,
we are on track to grow at the expected commitments itself. Q2, having been a festive quarter this year, was slightly muted, but the same should be reflecting in the Q3 and Q4 numbers.
Okay. Okay, fine. That's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kritika Damani from Prospera Financial Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Your hospital-wise data shows that in mature units like Salt Lake and Dumdum are operating at more than 60% occupancy, while Raipur is still below 15%. Could you walk us through your typical profitability trajectory for the new hospital, like in terms of occupancy ramp up or ARPOB build and break even time frame, and how current underperforming units are tracking against that benchmark?
So the Raipur, if you look at it from overall, at the end of H1 was at around 10%. By the end of the year, we expect it to go to around 25% occupancy, where we should be breaking even on a monthly basis around the 13th to 14th month mark. We are ramping up well at that hospital. We've already started renal transplant. We are going to start liver transplant across, and vast variety of services have already started. So we expect the ramp up to be good. And as I mentioned, by around the 13th or 14th month, we should be breaking even on a monthly basis at roughly an occupancy of around 25%.
Thank you.
Kritika, ma'am, you're not audible. Ms. Kritika, please unmute your line and speak. As there is no response from...
Yes. Your revenue has gone up, like, I think 118.9 crores. Could you quantify the growth split between your volume and realization improvement?
I'm sorry, you're not very clear. Hello?
I'm having some network issues.
The next question comes from the line of Siddhant from Tusk Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my question is regarding the EBITDA margins for different hospitals. Can you please give us the margins profile of each hospital?
So the margin profile of every hospital is at around, apart from the newer hospitals of Raipur and Howrah, should be at around 25% on a consolidated basis. On a hospital basis.
Okay, so is it like the Agartala is clocking around 26-27% margins?
Yes. So these are without HO costs. HO costs, once apportioned, the percentage comes down a bit.
what will be that overall after HO cost?
HO cost is apportioned around 3 to 4%.
3 to 4%. Okay, so we are talking about 22% margin, including Hawrah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naman Bhansali from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the occupancies for the quarter, particularly of Q2 FY26 and not on the H1. So this is just to understand the uptake, as suppose Damdam did 60% in Q1 and 64% in H1. So I think Damdam would have done 68-69% in Q2 as occupancies. So from this perspective, could you share such numbers for Q2 for each of the hospitals?
Sure. So Salt Lake was at 64% occupancy, Agartala at 54%, Damdam at 69%, Hawrah at around 45%, and Raipur, having started, was at around 12%.
Got it. Interesting. And secondly, on the margin perspective, so when you talk about the 22% margin, that is excluding the other income or on including the other income side, on the guidance part that you usually give?
This is including.
Including other income. All right, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Gaurav Bhama from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand the 6-7% ARPOB incremental you were talking about with a mix of change in case mix and price increase. Is that what we are guiding for the entire year, 6-7% ARPOB increment, or that was a comment on the status quo, that is the increment that has been seen in 1H FY26?
That is the guidance for the year. We have already achieved around 5%. Balance will be incrementally done in H2.
Understood. And sir, if you could give some guidance on the margins, how do we expect on the year-long level for FY26?
So for FY26, we should be at around the 20-21% EBITDA margin. This is including the initial losses of the Raipur Hospital.
And this the top end includes the other income over here, right?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all from my end. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Fund Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my follow-ups. Sir, any improvement in patients visiting from Bangladesh to Agartala Hospital?
So that flow has started. Definitely there is an improvement compared to what the situation was maybe around 6 months ago. Even though the flow is not completely as per what the historical numbers were, but the same has started to the tune of around 3-4% right now of our patient volumes, which was earlier around 10%.
Okay, thank you for that. And secondly, regarding Hawrah Hospital, we see that the steady state occupancy of this hospital has been in the range of 40% or so last few years. Is this a geographical challenge, or we can do something here to facilitate some improvement? For instance, adding some new equipments or refurbishment renovation of hospital interiors, or any, you know, doctor consultants. What can we do to improve the occupancy?
So we have already been working on that. If you see, the occupancy has already moved to around 45% from 39% in Q1. There has been considerable change going on in that hospital from both a technology perspective and a consultant perspective. We've recently added the surgical robot for orthopedics also, which is the first of its kind in Eastern India. That has given considerable traction to the functioning of the hospital. Apart from that, there were some clinical gaps which have been duly filled, and we are seeing results of that panning out as we speak.
Okay, good to hear. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Siddhant from Tusk Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, regarding Dum Dum, so we saw a dip in revenue. So going forward, are we looking to do the 10% for mature centers? Like, are we gonna make up in H2?
Yes, that is what the guidance for Dum Dum is. For the mature hospitals, we are definitely looking at coming good on that. There have been considerable improvements in the functioning of Dum Dum, including addition of new technology and consultants. And we are seeing the ramp up as we speak. If you see, the occupancy has moved from almost 59% to 69%. So there is a considerable uptick in the numbers as we speak. And with the strategies panning out, hopefully the numbers would be standing up.
So, can I ask you the reason for this drop? Is it because we lost market share in that area, or is there any new facility which has come up next to the Dum Dum hospital? What was the reason for the dip in revenue?
So with increased hospitals, definitely there is an increased competition in that area, but it is more from a perspective of us realigning our department mix in that hospital. We have been working on redoing the department mix of that hospital such that our average length of stay comes down. If you see, our average length of stay has gone from 5.8 to almost 4.3 over the course of 1 year, which is a intentional change in strategy from our end to divest some of the long stay departments to short stay departments.
Right, sir. Yeah, sir, you mentioned that Raipur will be contributing 10 crore for the year in terms of EBITDA losses.
Yes.
And next year, once we commission Jamshedpur, what kind of losses are we expecting on our overall P&L for?
So, Jamshedpur will be commissioned by around November to December of FY 27, and in that FY, we expect around 4 to 5 crore losses for Jamshedpur.
Okay. Sir, this 10 crore is more than what we expected for the year from Raipur, or is it in line with after once we commission a new center, is it in line with that?
This is in line with our expectation.
Okay. So 10 crore we can take whenever we open a new center for the full year, around 9 to 10 crore loss will be there.
Correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll get back to my team.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Fund Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you. One last question. Say, for instance, you're looking at Varanasi and some other cities for potential acquisitions. What are the conversations like in the market right now in tier two cities? Are they quoting for very high valuations, or you're getting some lucrative opportunities at good valuations? And is it very difficult in, or is it a buyer's market, or is it a seller's market? Any thoughts on that?
So the basic challenge which we come across when we are looking at tier two cities in Eastern India is the quality of assets. Getting good quality assets has been difficult. Something which can meet to our standards or can be refurbished to our standards has been a challenge. When I'm talking about these cities, for example, Varanasi or Patna or Cuttack, they are not necessarily acquisition. They may be greenfield opportunities which we're exploring as well, because of the unavailability of proper assets.
But greenfield, but on asset-light basis, right? The leased land, not the outright purchase of land.
So it can be either. It can be either. Our preference would be for an asset-light model, but if the location is right and it requires us to invest in the land, we would be happy to do the same.
Okay. We'll wait for your confirmation.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naman Bhansali from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have just one question on the growth perspective. So this year, you're guiding for a 15% growth number on the overall top line. Down the line, 2-3 years, can we expect any sort of year where we can see north of 20% growth, given Raipur would scale up from maybe such 20-25% occupancies towards that 50-55% range over the next 1-2 years, as well as all the efforts that we are taking for the existing hospitals to grow. So is there a possibility that we envisage that our hospitals as a consolidated entity, we can grow at around 20-22% growth rates for maybe 27 or 28?
See, that is it's not a correct estimate, because as hospitals mature, the growth rate comes down to around 6-8%. It's only the newer hospitals which have a higher growth rate. So a growth rate of 20-25%, which you may be estimating, would not be in line or correct. A good growth rate would be to the tune with the addition of the new hospitals would be around 15%.
All right. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just one follow-up. So, as you mentioned that sometimes we have to focus on the more therapies and all for maintaining the market share if any new hospitals comes in the surrounded area. How do we manage that, our doctor stays with us when a new or a corporate hospital comes in our nearby areas?
It is a mix of multiple things. It is a mix of the facilities, remuneration, and the comfort consultants have been functioning. Being a doctor-led organization, there is obviously a higher level of comfort consultants have been interacting with our management team and promoters, because we can understand the viewpoint of doctors. So that really helps us. And as I said, it is a mix of multiple things, including remuneration, facilities offered, comfort in clinical practice. So there are multiple factors to it.
Okay,
that's
it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Siddhant from Tusk Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, one last follow-up question. Sir, how do we project the ramp-up of Raipur? Like, what can be the margins next year? Is it will it be break-even, or can we assume some profit at EBITDA level?
So for the full year, we can expect EBITDA profit of around 8-10%. As I said, we would be breaking even on a monthly basis around the 12-15 mark at an occupancy of around 25%. So for the full year, FY27, we expect around 8-10% EBITDA margins.
And at what percent of occupancy, sir?
At around 35%.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Anurag Dantia for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your questions, which I hope was suitably addressed. In case you have any further queries, please get in touch with us. Thank you for your continued support and trust in our company's vision and capabilities. Together, we look forward to achieving new milestones and creating lasting value. Thank you and have a good day ahead.
On behalf of GPT Healthcare Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.